Yeah.
Okay, so it's a little bit strange to have Achrimos as the Shabbos before Pesach. It's very, very rare that this happens, that Achrimos is the Shabbos before Pesach. And I guess the common denominator between the two, and I mean Achrimos, one of the major topics of Achrimos is Yom Kippur. So the thing that's interesting in terms of the common denominator, when we could think about it, the thing that's interesting is Tom Herbie, who's plenty of good seats up front this week. The thing that's interesting between Achrimos and Yom Kippur is that Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach is that Yom Kippur, we talk about forgiving our sins. Yom Kippur is all about the forgiving of the sins. And Erev Pesach, so there are many sources in Chazal that parallel the checking for chametz as checking a person is supposed to be checking himself before Pesach for those parts of him that are chametz, those parts of himself that are not where they're supposed to be, that he's let arrogance, that's symbolized by the bread rising, the dough rising, symbolizes in Chazal arrogance. The Yetzirah is referred to in the Gemara as Sa'or Shebe'isa. The Yetzirah is referred to as the yeast that's in the dough. It's what causes man to be haughty. It's what causes man to rise or to have a bloated self-impression of himself. A bloated impression. So maybe, again, and I just explained to some of the gentlemen here in the front that I didn't have a chance to fully prepare this shiur last night, despite having a day off yesterday, due to some unforeseen circumstances of just whatever. Personal family crisis last night, which turned out to be nothing. So whatever, so I apologize. That's why we're going to go a little bit out of order. But I think I wanted really to do a lot more about preparing in terms of the connection to Pesach, because I know that's. So I just think, but Bechlau will see that, like I said, anytime you're talking about how to get rid of sin, so I think it's very relevant to Pesach also. So. I'd like to start from page 2. We're going to hopefully come back to page 1. We're going to start at page 2. And if you could take a look in the Chumash at the Pasuk that it's referring to. So turn, please, to Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud, the bottom of page 2. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud. V'ish ish mi beis Yisrael min ager agar b'socham asher yochal kol dam. If I had to give a title to this shiur, the title that I would say to this shiur is, not all sins are created equal. Not all averus are created equal. So you have to know there's different types of averus. So he starts off speaking about the iser to eat blood. There's an iser to consume blood. That's what's discussed in Yud Zayin, Perek Yud. He says, v'ish ish m'beis yom v'nager gom z'an shir yochal kol dam. Any person who eats blood, v'nasati panai b'nefesh ha'ocheles es hadam v'hichrati osa mikerav ama. So the Meshech Chochmah here is distinguishing very fascinatingly again, this is an issue that probably if we think about it, we'd realize that we don't really notice it. But the Torah has the punishment of kares for a number of sins. Kares is a whole bunch of different types of sins which get kares. But the Meshech Chochmah notices, I think one of the things I'm learning from learning the Meshech Chochmah is like how much more attention to the detail of the text one could really have. Because every time he points to me, I say, how come I didn't think of that? How come I didn't notice that? I've read these sukkim many times and not noticed it. So here he's saying that sometimes when the Torah says kares, Hashem says, I will cut him off. And other times it says, V'nichrasa ha'nefesh ahi mikerav ama. The soul will be cut off. Here, by the blood, it says, I will cut him off. V'chratiosa. Wow. I never noticed it. I'm very sick of him all the time. I don't know why. I did notice that sometimes the Torah has kares in different forms. Sometimes it says, he kares. Sometimes it says, v'nichrasa. But I never noticed that sometimes God says, I'm going to do it, and sometimes it's going to happen by itself. Fascinating. So let's take a look at the Meshech Chochmah's take on this. Da, ure'e ha-hefresh. He says, you should know and pay attention to the difference. Shebechelev, when it comes to the punishment for eating the fats of the animal, that you're not allowed to eat. She'ochel l'te'ovon k'siv v'yikra perek zayin. There, it makes sense that people have a taiva to eat those fatty parts of the animal. Says Hashem, I understand that people have a taiva for this. That it tastes good. Yeah, it's fat. People love to eat, right, the fatty part. There it tastes good, so I understand. K'siv v'nichrasa. So there it says, okay, you're going to get karis, but the karis is, as it were, going to happen by itself. Of course, not going to happen by itself, but the allusion and the reference is that Hashem says, I have an understanding why that's going to happen, that are there. That I understand. Below his yacheis ha-pi'ulah, la Hashem yisbarach ha-tov. But the Torah does not directly reference that action of kares, doesn't directly connect it to Hashem. Aval bedam, however, when it comes to the prohibition of eating blood, blood is disgusting. A person who eats blood, he's doing that not because he wants to. He's doing it to stick it to the man. He's doing that she'ochel te'avon, kasav v'nichrisa, I'm sorry, v'nashlam katabo, that man's nature is disgusted by blood, as the Gemara says in the end of Makos. By the way, the Gemara in the end of Makos that he's referring to, I'm going to need the help today, but the Gemara over there in the end of Makos, that he's referring to is where the Gemara says that if you get reward from doing things that make sense, how much more so are you going to get reward for doing things that are difficult? Like, it's so easy to stay away from blood, but the Torah says, you know, it goes to great lengths. He goes through a whole story. So the Gemara Makkos says if you're going to get reward for that. So he's just referring to that Gemara Makkos, that where the Gemara says that people don't have a taiva to eat blood. I guess unless you're a vampire or something. So a person who violates this sister, it's not because he has a taiva, he's doing it lahachis. So the idea is that God himself is going to get particularly personally ticked off and personally angered by this iser. Again, so just the one thing I learned from here is that not all Averis are created equal. Like, in other words, the Averis that we have a taiva for, somehow there's some more understanding on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that every Avera has the same Yetzirah. We have to realize that there's some Averis for which we don't have a Yetzirah, so those maybe we don't have to do such a close Bedikas Chametz on. I've already conquered my taiva for that Avera. That Avera is it's not on my choice menu. It's not on my bucket list. Very good. It's not on my... So that maybe I don't have to put as much... I don't have to worry about it. But the Averis that... Everybody knows which are those Averis that for them create the biggest obstacle. For them, they have the biggest taiva. So the Rabbanu Shalom is saying over here, at least the Mashiach Chacham understands, that they're not all created equal. In the eyes of Hashem, they're not all created equal. I would also add, in our own eyes, we have to know where are we supposed to put our energies. I think I mentioned once when we studied Bereishis together, I think I mentioned that, right, the whole story with Adam and Chava, so the Yetzirah attacks you where he knows that you're vulnerable. The Yetzirah knows where you're vulnerable, and you see that from the story of Adam and Chava, where, again, a little bit politically incorrect, where the Gemara says, Nashim daitan kalos lehispatos. The symbolism of attacking Chava was that the women sometimes are more easily swayable on certain things. They're more easily swayable. So say Chazal. But the metaphor is that the Yetzirah attacks you where you're easily vulnerable. And somehow the Yetzirah knows where we're vulnerable. So before Pesach, we have to try to identify for ourselves. The whole idea of Pesach is starting the year pure, starting the year with no dirt, no, we're just trying to start off the year. Nisan is the whole beginning of the year, the first mitzvah of Chai Yisrael, the first, our birth of a nation. We go back to that time when we were reborn, that night, that special night when we were taken out for the first time. So now is the few days before Shabbos HaGadol, the day to prepare. So if the whole vart in the preparation of Pesach is Bedikas Chametz. You got to search the whole house. You got to go crazy. Just get it all out of there. Anything that's there. So Chazal said it means the Yetzirah. So we got to look and see, where are our individual, as individuals, where are our areas of challenge? Where are areas, you know, the things that are, you know, like, is, you know, I don't know if it's, I'm probably, it's probably, for most of us, probably not eating blood. That's probably not the one that we have to really make sure that we don't. Well, it used to be with the eggs. It used to be a little bit of an issue with the blood spots. It used to be a time. I think now it's not even an issue. Like grade A means, anyway. But a person has to know, not all averus are created equal. So A, Hashem doesn't punish all averus equally. Some of them, karas, he gets involved. Some of them, he just lets them happen. So the symbolism is that some averus make sense, but it could be for us, as we're going to see shortly, that the ones that make sense are the ones that we have to work on more, because those are the ones that we tend to do more. So let's see. Uvzei yesh lefarish diyadua shitas Rashi b'menachos the dam shebishlo eino chayiv b'mukdashin. If you cook blood, Rashi's shita is there's no chayiv. V'chikasa b'mukdashin parasha acharev ani nisad lechem amuzeich lechaper b'chay shiroi lechaper imkei napshe shalotam katzim v'chayin kasa v'chirati. Avo b'parasha tzab shekasa b'chulin not by a carbon, yitachein al yidei bishul v'tarovis kizayis b'chdei achilas pras v'chayin kasa v'nichrisa. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it more. Let's take it further. V'chem b'parshas arayos. Oh, when it comes to averos of gili arayos, right, let's talk about what the Yetzirah has a big desire for, like arayos. V'chem b'parshas arayos kasa v'nichrisu kinapsha shalotam mechamdasan. Right, there's sources in Chazal that say arayos is one of those areas that people have big taivas for. Have a desire for them. Chemda, lo sachmod, right? One of the Ten Commandments, lo sachmod, right? The k'suvinich skinav shel de mechamdasan. Aval gabe molech, but the taking your children and passing them through fire to serve some god. Aval gabe molech upona el ha'ova hayedoni, or talking to necromancy, like talking to dead people through the use of animal bones. Kasav v'hichrati. So there, God says, "I'm going to get you for that. Because if you have a tiger for that, there's something very seriously wrong with you." That's what He's saying. Shembiuchas v'hichrati. People who get their pleasures out of like passing their kids through fire, something's not exactly all in order there. Kasav v'hichrati. Shembiuchas ha'peula la'Hashem yisparach. So there, the peula is miyuchas Hashem. I'm going to get you for that because you deserve it. If you're stumbling in that one, that's worse. That's a lot worse. V'lachein b'dam k'siv v'nasati panai b'nefesh ha'ocheles ha'sadam. God says, I'm going to get in your face. My face is going to get in your face. V'amru b'toras konim. Ponani. Wow. The Medrash says, v'nasati panai. The Medrash has a drush on this. Ponani mikol asakai v'osek anibo. I'm going to stop everything I'm doing to deal with, God says, k'viyachol. Obviously, it doesn't mean that God's, it means I'm going to stop everything I'm doing and deal with you on this issue if you're doing this aveira. V'chein b'nosim mizar alamos v'samti panai. Omeyata bo re'e gabi yom kippur parshas emor, shegabi achila shu l'te'aron shetayiv lechol. When it comes to the isser of eating on Yom Kippur, so it says v'nichrisa, because people have a taiva to eat. Avol b'malacha, but to do work on Yom Kippur. One of my friends used to say, work is a four-letter word. Avol b'malacha she'elu l'te'avon, but work, I don't know, I like work, but anyway. Avol b'malacha, but apparently most people don't like work. Avol b'malacha, depends what you're working in, I guess. Avol b'malacha she'elu l'te'avon, but work on Yom Kippur, which, you know, people don't have a taiva to work hard, right? You have a taiva to not work hard. To go on vacation, you have a taiva. But to work, avol b'malacha rak lahachis b'yom ha'kippurim u'levayit bo. Guy who wants to work on Yom Kippur, hey, you got a day off. The whole world is off, so take the day off. No, you're going to bedafka, right? Like the woman who bedafka puts a little milk in the chicken soup every Friday night. Rak lahachis b'yom ha'kippurim u'levayit bo k'siv. V'havarti es ha'nefesh, haynu miyuchas ha'pe'ula la'Hashem yisparach, right, that the act is directly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh pashut. Right, so, not all averos are created equal. That's point number one. Let's continue. Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Beis. Let's see, what does the Chumash have to say here? Oh, so this is the Parsha of Arayos. So the Parsha of illicit sexual relations is in Parsha Zacharemos. By the way, Hashem Hashem, I am Hashem your God. That's the way we start off the Parsha of Arayos. I am Hashem your God. Shkoyach, I knew that. Why is that the introduction to Parsha Arayos? I don't want you behaving like the Egyptians. Oh, here we go, connection to Pesach. I don't want you behaving like the Egyptians. Eretz Kenan asher ani mevi eschem shama lo sasu, and don't do like the Canaanites. Es mishpatai tasu v'eschukosai tishmol ani Hashem u'shmartem eschukosai. Double language. He's going to be bothered by that. Dalet and hey. Dalet and hey. Why the double language? Mamish says the same thing in two consecutive psukim. What in the world's going on here? Do my mishpatim and do my chukos. Alech ani Hashem again. U'shmartem eschukos ha'vishpatai. Wow. What's the difference? What's the difference? Keep my chukim, keep my mishpatim, two consecutive psukim. Oh, so he's got some beautiful Torahs on this. Let's see. Dara b'nei sevim marta aleim. The Torahs kardim, so in the Medrash Torahs kardim, which is the Medrash halacha on Vayikra, it says, Emor lahem afani musar. God says to Moshe, or actually Moshe says, yeah, Moshe says to the Jewish people, hey, you know what? In Arayos, I'm in the same boat as you guys. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael. And more lem afani musar, kishem she'amarti l'cha v'kibalta. Oh, no, God says to Moshe to say to the Jewish people. In other words, Hashem says to Moshe to say to the Jewish people, listen, I understand this Arayos business. I understand your taivas for Arayos. I'm in the same boat as you. Amarlem. No, Herbie, no. God says to Moshe, watch, Herbie, watch. God said, that's why I got confused myself. Let's say, God says to Moshe, Amarlem, tell the Jewish people, you, Moshe, tell the Jewish people, Afani Musar. You, Moshe, tell the Jewish people that I, meaning Moshe, is also commanded. So, Kishem Sha'amati Lechavikibalta, now God is saying to Moshe, just like I told you about the Isser, that you have to do something in the area of Arayos, and you accepted it. Kach emor lahem v'yikavlu. In other words, God knows it's going to be hard for them to accept this one. Because the way God made human beings, for some reason, like one of my friends likes to say, when I get up to Shemayim, you know, this is one of the ones I'm going to ask God, why did he create the Yetzirah? We've talked about it in the 10 years, we've talked about it different times, about why Hashem created the Yetzirah of man for Arayos to be such a huge Yetzirah. So I once thought, this is my thought on this topic, you could take it or leave it, but I thought that, like with anything I say, you could take it or leave it. But I'm happy you keep coming back every Friday morning. So obviously you've taken something, so I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. But my take on this is that the act of creating another human being is such a heavy, high spiritual act. You have Amish, three partners in man, right? God creates human beings. To create a human being from nothing, we think about it for a second, the act of creating another human being, it's mamish pile ployim, Rav Meir Goldberg would say. Pile ployim. It's like, you can't imagine, right? At the time that this came to, I mean, I remember my first child sitting in their delivery room when the child goes from being, you know, your wife being fat to then having a child, you know, it's like, that moment, I was completely overcome. I remember just being in the delivery room for that and seeing the miracle of the creation of life, that a life is created for nothing. It's like, mamish, it's like till it comes out, you never really thought, well, you can't really believe there was actually a human organism inside there, right? It's like, now a human being comes into the world. So my only understanding of this is that the act that's necessary to create another human being, it requires so much energy, so much passion, so much power that God, the only way to do it, to elevate to a level of being like godlike in terms of creating, you have to have this like crazy otherworldly desire. But anyway, the point here is that, so Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, he's going to have to do some convincing when it comes to Klal Yisrael on this issue, because the Arayos, this is like an issue that, right, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Rubam, this doesn't support my thesis, so forget it. But the Gemara says a lot of people violate. We saw before the Medrash. The Gemara says, "Nafshe shel adam mechamdasan." Arayos is one of those aveiros that people have the big taiva for. So, you know, everybody has different levels of taiva. For some people, the taiva is to actually do actions of arayos. Other people, it's to look at things they shouldn't look at. Other, right? Look, the internet, we know how many people have internet addictions, pornography addictions to the internet. Forget about it. The psychologists are making raking it in with internet addictions. Rahman al-Islam. Kishem shamarti l'cha v'kibalta. So God says to Moshe, tell the people, listen, you also had to give up something. We'll see in a second what he's referring to. Right? Moshe had to separate from his wife. Right? Moshe had it even rougher. Right? We think we have a problem we have to separate from Arias. Moshe wasn't even allowed to have relations with his wife. Kishem shamarti l'cha v'kibalta. Just like I told you about your particular guarding that you have to do with regard to relations. Kach emar lehem v'yikavlu. Perish, shehu muzar al prisha me'isha. Moshe was commanded to separate from his own wife, as we're going to see in a moment. Kein atem musarim al prisha me'erva. Shemoshe nitzdavet, because by Mamet Har Sinai, Moshe was commanded, right? Lech emar lehem shuvu lechem la'alechem. Right? All of Klaus have to separate for 3 days before Mount Torah from their wives. But so after the Torah was given, God tells to Moshe, go tell the people to go back to their tents, meaning they're allowed to not have religious life. Va'ata po amodi modi. But you, I want you to stay here. So Chazal darshan that from that point on, Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate himself from his wife. That's why Miriam told Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, because Miriam says, hey, I'm a prophet, I'm allowed to sleep with my husband. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu, he thinks he's so high and mighty, he thinks he's such a prophet, that he's so holy and so spiritual, that he has to separate from his wife? What's going on over here? That was the Lashon Hara, Chazal say, that Miriam told about Moshe, but she didn't realize that God told him that for his mission, he was going to have to be married to Klal Yisrael, which is an issue that we've talked about many times, about how Jewish leadership, sometimes the family, has to suffer. There has to be some degree of suffering. There's no way to avoid it. The question is, how does the leader deal with that? How does the leader deal with that? That's something that requires tremendous knowledge and sensitivity. And one of the reasons why we unfortunately find in families of leadership, you unfortunately find probably an extraordinary amount of kids not following in the right way. You have that. It's a very, very big challenge of Jewish leadership. It's disproportional. And we've talked about this many times. Right, I think that the Torah hints at this at the end of Parshas Bereishis, where it says, "Vayiru b'nei ha'Elohim es b'nosa Adam ki tovos heina, vayikhu lahem nashim mikol asher b'chor." And Chazal have a whole discussion of what does it mean b'nei ha'Elohim, "Vayiru b'nei ha'Elohim es b'nosa Adam." So, one of the Mefarshim there says, again, I didn't prepare this, but it just came into my head right now. So, what the heck? So one of them first says b'nei hasarim v'hashoftim, that the flood, all the problems that the world had the first time started with the b'nei hasarim v'hashoftim, the sons of the leaders. They were the ones who were uncontrollable. They were the ones who ran wild. Okay, not the time to get into it now. Hits a little bit close to home, but anyway.
It could be a different conversation, maybe not so much for here, but having Moshe separate as leader, we talk about the Cohen Gadol had to be married because they can't have that thought process of things.
I don't know. Let's see. Maybe he's going to talk about it a little bit.
There are permissible outlets.
Right. There are. Okay. But Moshe, he's asking, I think, that why did Moshe have to go to that? So he's going to talk about it. So you know what the answer is? You know what he says? The Maharal, we talked about this, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, like the balance between the spiritual and the physical in Moshe Rabbeinu was not a normal human balance. He was what the Maharal says, Ruch Nibiyose. It was almost like he was super spiritual. So the balance, what was off? He's going to talk about it. Let's see. Ayin Yuvama Sanafezim Adalf Upashit. So when you read Yuvama Sanafezim, it apparently becomes obvious. Valderach Musko. Gosh, I have so much to do today. All right. Valderach Musko, Yitachin Kavanas Aparsha. Tekvar Biru Chacham B'Sifreim. Shatora lot sivsa tzivuyim ashayu kashim al chaburas haguf imanefesh. Oh, this is such an important yisod avosa. We've spoken about it so many times. Lakaimu luchukim kolim. Ka ezrach kager. Ka'am kakoin. In other words, he says, this is such an important thing again before Pesach, when we're trying to rid ourselves of any spiritual dirt that might be on our souls. That's one of the major things before Pesach. That's our B'dikas Chametz, our hyper B'dikas Chametz. We've been cleaning the house since Chanukah. Bedikas chametz. We've been doing, you know, spring cleaning, whatever, chametz cleaning, get it all out of the house. We're hyper about this. Get it all out. We want to start pure. I said over on Tuesday night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants chippus. Chippus means search, right? Chippus. The whole Bedikas chametz is about chippus, searching. Right? Zeh bodegad malkum shiyod magas. God knows we're not going to get to everything. So you just got to do your best, and the rest just say, Vatlo Belibo. God, you take care of the rest. I did my best. But the avodah is on us. Now look what he says over here so beautifully. He says, we have to know that every mitzvah is doable. Every single one. And every avera is a person is able to. A person shouldn't think, well, God created me in a way that I just can't do this one. It's my nature. It's my personality. That's apikarsis, he says. That's heretical. Because if God created us, even with the big taiva for Arias, with every taiva that we have, if God created us and God gave us the 630 mitzvahs, God says, listen, I'm the one who made you that way, and I'm the one who gave you the commandments. So how could you, it's heretical to claim that the very God who created you told you that you can't do something that you really think you have to be able to do. So he says, "Shatayr lo tzivsa tzivugim ashiyu kashim al chaburas agufim anefesh." On the attachment of the body and soul. You can't claim that God, you know, he burnt another one, right? That he messed you up. L'kayim al-chuko ke'ezroch kager. Right? The one who lives in Israel versus the ger has the same mitzvahs. Ka'am ka'koin. The koin and the nation have generally the same mitzvahs. Rak dvarim asher netulo heim alahanag al piyam ha'mezik ha'gufani b'mezik shava v'chol tivi lo yosheves v'advarim aruchim. I'm not sure what he's referring to there, but v'zeh perish ma'amarim. This is what the chazal mean at the end of Makos and the medrash rabba reish parshas kisetze. Oh, listen to this. We have 248 evarim u'shesagidav, right? You say, l'ramach evarav u'shesagidav. Chazal had a tradition that we have 248 bones and 365 sinews. Whatever a sinew is, but okay. 365 sinews. U'chenegdam asei velos asei. They just happened to... What did Chazal mean? I mean, did they count up 248 bones? What's the symbolism? So I've spoken about this before in the 10 years. The idea is that every mitzvah lines up with the part of the body. What's the pshat? No, we're trying to say that our bodies were mitzvah machines. Our bodies are mitzvah machines. Our bodies were created to be mitzvah machines. And we have the capability to keep every single mitzvah. A person shouldn't say, well, God created me with an excessive taiva for X, Y, and Z. It's just an excuse. Shabora Yisparach Asas Adam Yashar, Asher Chalakav Yasimu Imchelke HaTorah. The pieces of man line up beautifully with the pieces of Torah. V'hanefesh Yanag Agof B'derech HaMesudar Me'elki Yisparach Ba'ofen Nifla. Lo Gadra HaTorah Prishas HaMacha L'Gamer Yosem K'fi Asher Yochel Lizbo Mezeg Adam. Don't think that God, you know, I must have this food, right? Cheeseburgers, I need to have cheeseburgers. You don't need cheeseburgers. You think you need it. I have to have bacon. I have a taiva. I can't conquer it. That's apikarsis. To say you have a taiva that you are not capable of conquering, that's not accurate. V'lo mina'a inyan ha-mishkal. Me'asher yeos l'kayim. Mishkal is illicit sexual relations. Me'asher yeos l'kayim amin u'lemezag aguf v'chayotibo. Yes, you do need sexual activity. You need it l'kiyum hamin. You need it to propagate the species. Ulamezeg aguf, and from time to time, person needs it, even if he knows his wife can't get pregnant. There's still a mitzvah, right? Even if your wife is not capable of getting pregnant at that point in time, there's still a mitzvah of intimacy between husband and wife. It's part of the mitzvah, even if it's not just for kids, right? This relations is not just for children. It's also owner, correct. He says, many people have written many books on this, so I don't have to speak so long about this. I need like another hour to give shiur today. I just need another hour.
I'm here.
I'm not sure my wife will be so happy about that, but Mizeh Mamar HaTorah. Kind of delete that from the tape, okay? Mizeh Mamar HaTorah. Mizeh Mamar HaTorah. Ki Arayas Nafshe Shel Adam Mechamdosam. Arayas, we have a type of Asid Mishra Linotik. I'm not sure what Linotik means in this kind, but it means they're going to stumble. They're going to complain about that.
Be cut off.
Yeah. But you'll see. Shelo Bachu Rak Lahater Arayas Farhesya. Right? Vayishma Moshe Has Am Bochel Mishpachosav. Shabzi, was that by the Meraglim? Vayishma Al Iske Mishpachos. So they were complaining about Arayas. It says by Meraglim that not only were they complaining about going to the land of Israel, they were complaining about Arayas also. Lahater Arayas Farhesya. They wanted Arayas Farhesya to be public, to be permitted. Any mitzvah that the Jewish people had trouble accepting, the Gemara says in Shabbos, so they end up stumbling with. That's why Hashem says in the beginning of this parasha of Arayas, don't think that you can't keep the mitzvah of Arayas. I know you have a big taiva. I know you can have big taivas for pornography and all that. I know you can have a big taiva for it. But don't think that it's not doable. And sometimes when a person gets stuck with this Yetzirah, he mamish thinks, I have no way to overcome it. This type of, it's such a powerful Yetzirah. It's one of the, right, we took, Ein Apotropos La'arayas. Chazal told us. Chazal admit. And the Meshach HaKadosh said, I admit that it's very, 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 very hard. But there's a difference between something being very, 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 very hard and not doable. It's conquerable. You have to conquer it. That's what he's saying. It requires training, a lot of training. I remember talking to my rabbeim about these taivas. I remember when I was very much younger. Because when you're young, the taiva grabs you much, much more. When you're younger, I remember having, the Rebbe would say, calm down. When you're young, you're like a raging lunatic. So the Rebbe says, calm down, you can calm down. And as you get older, you learn that you can calm, you can control. You can control it. Lo, so he says, L'chein amalem ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's why he starts by saying, I am Hashem, your God. I created you, for God's sake. I know you, Tivus. I made you. So don't come to me and tell me you can't control it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Sh'ani hu bora'achem v'yodea tivachem. Again, but we come back to our same theme. Not all Averis are created equal. God says, I know you have a big taiva for this. I know this one's not like all the other ones. So again, when we're thinking about before Pesach, about what we have to clean out, we have to see what are the areas that we have the biggest taiva for. What are those areas? Not all Averis are created equal. We have to know. Don't spend your time, wiping down the car for the car wash. That's the easy one to make your car be shiny clean. You gotta get your hands dirty and in the carpet, you gotta scrub the carpet clean. You gotta find that area that needs scrubbing. Don't go and shine the car and polish the car. Which are the avers that we gotta clean? Which are the ones that need the most cleaning? That's what we gotta think about. That's gotta be the avoda for Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol avers gotta be, we gotta think, which are the areas that need scrubbing, right? And by the way, I once heard it so beautiful from Tversky. I've said it over in this year many times, right? Nach pesadur achenu v'nach kora v'nashuva el Hashem. The pasuk we say it in v'hu rachum. It's a pasuk in v'hu rachum. It's a pasuk in Navi, but I'm embarrassed that my education don't have such great understanding of know where the pasukim are in Navi. I know it's a pasuk in v'hu rachum, but I couldn't tell you where it is in Tanakh, unfortunately. I once heard from Meir Tversky such a beautiful pshat. Chipus. It says by B'dikas Chametz, Chipus, you have to check in the chorim and the stocking. So how do you change? How do you get rid of the Averis? Nach pesadur achinu v'nach kora. Chakira is by the B'dikas and Chakira, it's a guy, by Dina Nefashis, you have to ask him be'ezah yom, be'ezah shavua. So you have to look, not only to look at the Averis themselves, that's the first thing, find the Averis itself, but then find what are the circumstances that leads a person to sin. and avoid the circumstance. Like a person walks in Manhattan, he passes a certain billboard every day. Every time he passes that billboard, boom, you know, he has bad thoughts. So change the way you walk to work. Walk in a different way. In other words, sometimes you don't have to combat the sin itself, but combat the circumstance that lead. A person says, when I'm in that circumstance, or when I'm alone with the internet or whatever, you know, whatever it is, the person has to know what his own battles are. Right? If you have a problem, lahavdil, if you have a problem with eating a certain food, you know, I have a time if that food's bad, I know that food's bad for me, so don't bring the food into the house in the first place. Don't say, well, I'll have the food in the house, so I'll be able to avoid it. No, you're not going to be able to. You know that the last 20 times you weren't able to avoid it. So if you have a problem, don't bring it into the house in the first place. So, Shani hu borachem, I created you. V'yodea tivachem, I know your nature. Umostos mizug mezeg guvchem, I know the foundation of the balance of your body, like mezeg ha'avir. Kilo kavedu lisapik barataiva velosis resen lahachemda. I think that means reins. It's not too difficult for you to control this urge, right? I once said about this urge, there's an unbelievable Gemara in Yuma, which probably should be deleted from the tape, but, you know, it's Torah, so. There's a Gemara in Yuma that says, Ever katan yesh ba'adam, maspio ra'ev, mar'ivo saveya. Wow. That when it comes to this avera, these taivas, he says, if you satiate it, it's hungry. And if you starve it, it's satisfied. Very, very deep. Very, very deep. In other words, it's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. The more you get into it, the bigger problem you have. If you can starve it, it's actually satisfied. The type is taken care of. So, v'ani hu ha-mitzav shelo ta'asu. Ma'ase eretz Yisrael, ma'ase eretz Kanaan. U'shmartem b'zchukosai v'smishpatai asher ya'aseh zem v'chai b'hem. Moshe says to Klai Yisrael, to me, he commanded me to stay away. Here's a little bit of allusion to your point. God knew my constitution. God knew my Ruchnius and Gashmius constitution, that Moshe Rabbeinu was so super spiritual. Guy was able to be 40 days and 40 nights without food. That's a different, you know, that's a different level. So God knew that I was able to do it. I was able to put up even without having a wife at all. Ad ki shav ladox, ad ki, I'm sorry, Herb, I can't help you here. Bashel fizchus korativi, ad ki shav ladox, Safiri, v'shava b'sari l'ruchni. Wow. That I know, my flesh became spiritual. V'eineni b'merkevet ha'enoshi v'abesari klal. I don't have the normal ruchnius gashmius balance. Maral says this in many places, right? By the way, the Maral says, you know why Moshe had a speech impediment? We talked about this. You know why Moshe had a speech impediment? Because speech is that area that connects man's spiritual and physical essences, and in Moshe Rabbeinu, the balance of it was almost like the Ruchnius was clamoring to come out of him. He was so super spiritual that it was clamoring to come out of him at all time that he couldn't contain it. His body couldn't contain it. That's why his speech was babbled, because the ideas and the power of his nefesh was so strong, was way above his body. His whole body was spiritual that he couldn't dictate the words. He couldn't say the words because the spirit was so strong. V'yochal ani l'kayim zeh. So I could be mekayim my challenge. Kocha k'shitziv shalachem b'nei Yisrael al harayos. Betach yoda hayodea kol ki l'schus mizgam v'anagazam aruchnis al pi atarhu yeos v'nos. You should know that keeping harayos and staying away from pornography and staying away from and not looking at other men's wives and saying, wow, I wish that wife was my wife. Things like that everybody has taivas for. These kind of thoughts happen to everybody. You should know that it's capable of not doing that. You're capable of not doing that. The kal hiskayim kimniyas kolo yisurim. Wow.
So this basically shuts off any genetic predispositions, right? It rules all that out.
No, no, no. That's not true.
It sounds like it is.
It's not true. You may have a genetic predisposition to one sin, but it's conquerable. It's not a contradiction. I believe it's not true. Some people have Yetzirah. Again, I have so much more to say, but it's already 7:45. There's so much great stuff here. Do the rest for homework. You have a long Shabbos afternoon this Shabbos. You have a long Shabbos afternoon. Right? And there's so much more stuff here. The first piece is there's amazing stuff. He talks about more about Averis that do make sense, don't make sense. I didn't have a chance even to prepare all of it, but the Rebbe Shalom took care of me. We had what to say. Even in the short term, I hope you benefited. But I've been saying the whole time I disagree. There are some, you find that, you know, it's interesting. What some people have a tie for some things, and the other guy says, that's not my nekudas abachir, I have no tie for that. But I have my challenges. It could be that we have a genetic predisposition. Certain people are more prone to anger, for instance, right? So, right, the Mishnah picking over says, there's some guy who, his constitution, he was born, there. It's true that some people could be born a certain way that are much more prone to anger. Other people, nothing gets them angry. Like, it's unbelievable. You can flick their ear like that, and they still don't get angry. It's people are created differently with that. That, again, some of that is nature, and some of that is nurture, but it's all conquerable. That's the key thing. If I know that my challenge is that, so what does the Rambam say? If you have a challenge in certain areas, you got to try to go all the way to the other end and then come back to the middle. You have to know where, you have to make the gedar. Truth is, sometimes it doesn't work that way, right? Sometimes tafas the meruba lo tafas. You try to go cold turkey, it's never going to happen. So you got to go in moderation. We all have to know, and again, this is Erev Pesach, to start the year pure, to start the year clean, to start the year mamish smooth. That's just, I'll leave it this one special idea. I don't think anybody was anyone here on my Shia Tuesday night on the Haggadah? God, you were there, but I think you missed this one. You came in, I think you missed this one. No, so I started off at Shabbos Haggadah. That's the Shabbos I went. Right, why does the Torah make you take that? Only in Pesach Mitzrayim, only in the first Pesach, you had to take the animal four days early. The animal was just sitting, what's the point of that? Like, take it 4 days early, tie it to your bedpost for 4 days. You couldn't do anything with it. Just watch it. You know, clean it up. Just discipline. So we do the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma talked about that, preparation and discipline. But Rav Avraham Shor, the Sfas, one of the Ger Rebbe's, and Rav Avraham Shor takes it further, says even a different thing. It's also, it's to build up the excitement, that I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to doing it. You had that Karban Pesach there 4 days sitting in your house. Oh, is it here yet? No, you got to wait another day. Building up the anticipation, the excitement. That a person, we have to, right, and especially Pesach, there's so many preparations, so sometimes, especially the women, there's not a lot of anticipation, not a lot of excitement. It's very frustrating and very difficult and very tiring. But the idea of the 4 days before, we're supposed to want to do it. We have that desire. And B'dikas Chametz, we're going to be both to God. Malcolm Shiela Magas. We have a desire to get rid of everything. God, I want to get rid of all the bad. I want to get rid of everything. My passion is to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Rav Aram Shor says, that's why they, you know, the big question is, it happened on Yud Nisan. Yud Nisan was, so why do we commemorate Shabbos HaGadol on the Shabbos for Pesach? It should be Yud Nisan. That's the big kasha. So Shabbos is the day of desire. Shabbos is the day of desire to come close to Hashem. We start off Shabbos. You did nefesh of Arachaman, Mishoch Avdecha El Ritzonecha. God, pull me close to you. All I want is to be close to you, right? Shal Shudas, we say, it's called by the Hasidim, Rava de Ravin. It's called the desire to have desire. Shabbos is the day that we yearn and to have closeness to Hashem. It's the day of the soul, that the soul craves to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pesach is all about, I want to get close to you. The first mitzvah, when we started, Hashem said, I want you to want it. I want it to be there, sitting there for 4 days. I want you to have a desire. I want to build a desire. By the fourth day, well, what are we going to do? We're going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Karban Pesach, the night of the Seder. It's the night of closeness, the light of Leil Shimurim. It's the night of closeness to Hashem. So hopefully, as we prepare, we should do the Bedikah, try to find those areas that we need to clean out. Nachmas adachinu v'nach korah. And hopefully we'll be zoche to purify ourselves, to cleanse ourselves. The holiday should cleanse our homes. Our homes are now starting to be so clean, to cleanse our homes and our bodies and our families. We should all be zoche that it should be a month of geula, a national geula. We should be zoche fine, and also personal geula, lanu, l'chol beis Yisrael. We only have 9 people. Aziz and Pesach. Chag kosher v'sameach. If you could just put the chairs back up, so because I think they are doing the carpet today. Thank you very much, sir. What's the next you're speaking?
The Marta that you said you. That's like speaking is really you.
Can you imagine 50 years ago, before Pesach, nobody ever asked the question, where are you going to be? No one ever asked the question.
We all have the...
They used to ask, what's going to do with the program?
Okay,
I should have known that one.
You're right.
The heat of the moment, that wasn't part of the preparation.
Oh, yeah. Exactly right.
I can only say that because other than that,
what else do you have? August 31st.
Wow. Unbelievable. Oh my gosh, I'm still recording all this.